May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Father Carlton has very kindly left a sermon for today, and it's based fully on the gospel for Septuagesima Jessimar Sunday, which we didn't do today. So Mike Stamm has graciously agreed to read that Bible reading for us, so this sermon will make a lot more sense when we get to it. Thank you, Mike.
A reading from the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning at the first verse. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder which went out early in the morning to hire laborers in his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into the vineyard, and he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when he had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Ready to be.
Thank you, Mark. Jesus' parables, as always, are designed to shock us into thinking it's normal for us to feel the employer was unfair, and that's exactly how Jesus knew we would feel. It is true, the owner was more generous with some than others, but was he unfair with anyone? In Jesus' society, a laborer was paid at the end of the day, and the normal pay was just enough for a person to feed his family for one day. Could it be that the owner of the vineyard was more generous with some so that none of the people who worked for him that day would have to beg, borrow, or steal in order to feed their families the next day? Would that be unfair for that employer to do that? What do you think Jesus was telling us? The clue to understanding the parable is the first line, where Jesus tells us this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. Jesus was telling us why he was always willing to reach out to sinners, something he was frequently criticized for doing. He wants us to know it's never too late to find God if we wish to. Remember the good thief whom Jesus forgave on the cross? If we're not living right, though, does that mean we can wait until the last minute to straighten our lives out, ourselves out? If we do, we'll miss out on the joy of knowing God's love and presence in our lives right now, and who knows whether we'll get the opportunity to repent at the last minute. I think it was St. Augustine who prayed, "God, make me good, but not right now." Not a good prayer. Fortunately, God paid attention only to the first part of the prayer, "God, make me good." And the church was greatly blessed because God led Augustine from his wayward life to a life of holiness. The usual daily wage in the parable is a symbol for the immense happiness we will have in God's kingdom. Some individuals may be closer to God because they served and loved God more faithfully than others. But we will all be equal in one way. Whether we receive God's grace early or late in life, we will all be happy as we can possibly be. Jesus explained his forgiveness of sinners in this parable. St. Matthew found it helpful to use this same parable for a similar purpose when he wrote his gospel, probably 50 to 60 years after Jesus preached it. During this period, many Jewish Christians who had lived their whole lives faithfully to God's law had difficulty accepting new converts into the church. Converts coming from paganism, who represented those who came late to the vineyard. The parable meant to help Jewish Christians welcome those who come to know Christ later in life and accept them as equals in God's kingdom. Today we have no problem with these ideas. We are always happy to see people turn their lives toward God, whether they have strayed away at some time in their lives and come back, or whether for the first time, even late in life, they become believers in Christ and join his church. But there may be a couple of ideas that are relevant for us today. First of all, the people who worked all day complained about unfair treatment. Is Jesus telling us we shouldn't complain when we feel we've been treated unfairly? Well, sometimes complaining is good. It sometimes helps get things done. It helps get things off our chest. It may help us clarify our thoughts and come to realize we haven't been treated too badly after all. If people didn't complain, counselors and psychologists and doctors would not be able to help people. Politicians wouldn't have anything to do. Friends and family members wouldn't be able to give support and sympathy to each other if they didn't know how their friend or family member hurt. Complaining can be positive, but we have to be careful not to make it a way of life. If we want to complain, it helps to stop and count our blessings, and we might realize God treated us far better than any of us deserve. The other idea today's parable connects with is envy. Envy makes us miserable. Envy is when we look around at others and think they have much more than we do. They have had more breaks in life than we have, etc. We feel life is not fair and we are depressed over it. I believe God is more than fair with all of us. If we want to compare ourselves with others, we need to compare ourselves also with those who have not been as blessed as we have. Always wanting more may motivate us to achieve in life, but it can also be a formula for constant unhappiness. We need to always focus on the positive, on our blessings, and give thanks. I always preach that the key to joy in life is gratitude. God's ways are not our ways, Isaiah tells us. Part of the joy of eternity will be praising God for his abundant love and goodness to us. The Eucharist, a word which means thanksgiving, is the most perfect way to do that. Amen. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, majesty, dominion, and power, for both now and for evermore. Amen.